Welcome to Galcom's Mission Compass podcast. To learn more about Galcom and our guests today, visit galcom.org.
We buy a bag of rice and we distribute a bag of rice to some of these missionaries that don't have enough to eat. We're able to get some clothing if we can, and the medical. Now if someone's sick, that really becomes a problem.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Galcom's Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. I'm Ron Harris. Before our host, Tim Whitehead, tells us about someone who's living out the Great Commission, I believe you have a special request for us, right, Tim?
Yes, thank you, Ron, I do. We've been trying to put a radio station into a place called Capoeira, South Sudan for some time. Licenses in hand, the funding has come in, thank you, Lord, and to our friends that have given. We're about to travel, getting our team assembled, but then we looked at the Government of Canada website and we saw there's a travel advisory level 4, do not travel, meaning we can't go to South Sudan. So we need some prayer. Would you pray for us as we work with a team out of Kenya to get the equipment in? We're working with Mission Aviation Fellowship to get the team in, equipment in, tower parts, transmitter antenna. When we can't do it ourselves, a lot of more moving parts. It's a lot easier if we buy it here in Canada where our office is, pack it all up and carry it over with us. Can't do it this time. And so really appreciate prayer that we get the right team, that all of the logistics, all the paperwork for them to travel into the country, the relationships with the missionary on the ground, James Lakuta, who's the pastor there, wanting to reach his community. It's a very isolated community, no roads, no electricity, no running water. We got to put in a solar array there so we can capture the power to get the gospel out. But the benefits, there's going to be tens of thousands of people that are going to hear the gospel through this radio station. So we are thrilled to be able to do it. We want to do it, but we need some divine intervention. So friends, please be praying. So here it is, Capoeira, South Sudan, team from Kenya to go in and do the work for us to get the gospel there. So please be praying for wisdom, for discernment, for God to intervene in all these different areas to get the work done. So Ron, that is our big prayer request for this week. I'm sure there'll be another one next week and the next week and the next week.
Thank you, Tim. You can be updated on Galcom's daily prayer needs. Just visit our website, galcom.org.
You may be listening to us on your computer, but you can also find us on your smartphone using Spotify, iTunes, or other streaming platforms. Just go to galcom.org and choose your favorite. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and share our podcast.
Well, friend, it wasn't my intention last week to leave you hanging. We were talking with our very good friend, missionary to Egbe, Nigeria, Rick Bradford, home on furlough. Always excited when he comes in and gives us an update of what God is doing there. But we were talking so much, we lost track of time. So we had to kind of cut that interview in half. So we're excited to share the rest of Rick's story of what God is doing, reaching this, I want to say, migrant population. We don't often think of migrants as people inside their own country, but there's this massive population of people coming down from the north of the country into the middle belt where Rick is. So strap in for that. It's really exciting to see what God is doing through Rick and Martha Bradford there. If you want to participate with them, if you want to support them, go to sim.org. It's called the Fulani Outreach Center. And so you could support their work, even visit now, sim.org, to participate in the work there. It's a very vital work and really impactful. So Rick is coming up to share Bonnie Sela. Every week she shares from the Reset Devotional. We encourage you to subscribe. We do it here every morning at Galcom. Hey, Ron, you're just giving me a chance to share a prayer request. The first part of our workday here at Galcom is praying. And we start by reading the Reset Devotional. Good way to just kind of get reset. And then we pray about the things that God has for us for that day. But if you want more, here on the Mission Compass program, we're all about pointing you in the right direction so you know where and how you can serve in the Great Commission. And the parent ministry for Reset is called Guidelines. Visit guidelines.org, and there's an assessment tool. A lot of people don't think they can be missionaries because they're not preachers. There's a lot more to missions than that. Hey, just our ministry alone, we need all sorts of technicians and people like that to serve. Go on there, guidelines.org, click the assessment tool. They'll kind of show you where you fit in the Great Commission. We're all part of the body of Christ, hand, foot, eye. And you know that famous passage in 1 Corinthians where Paul says, the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you. We're all needed to serve in the Great Commission. Bonnie's team at Guidelines there. Not only do they have these wonderful devotions to counsel us along, disciple us along, they've got this great tool to help us all find our part in serving God. And then before I let Bonnie go, I got her to share a little bit of a story of what their ministry is doing. Not only are they doing these devotionals that air here on North American radio, but they're building stations around the world. They're translating their devotionals into other languages. They're reaching out. It's wonderful. We love our partnership with Bonnie, with Guidelines. Love our partnership with Rick Bradford and with Ron Harris and his team at Media Alliance. That's all for another story. But anyways, so glad you joined us this week. Please be praying for the ministry of Galcom. As Ron said, you can contact us. Go to galcom.org. Probably a little pop-up will come up there and say, do you want to sign up for our prayer calendar? Please do. Please be praying for us every day. That's how we start our days here. And how we like to start our program is with Bonnie Sala. Bonnie, so glad you can join us here every week sharing the Reset Devotional. Over to you.
Some people need to be right all the time. Are you one of them? I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. When Margot was in high school, her family gave her a poster that featured a large, fluffy white cat lounging on a chair, wearing round, wire-rimmed glasses. The caption read, "Everybody has a right to my opinion." It's not just Margot. All of humanity is prone to pride. We're quick to assume that we're constantly right and assume we know best. God finds pride distasteful. The Psalms say, though the Lord is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud. Arrogance leads us into all kinds of evil, where being aware of our limitations leads us to receive God's help and strength. The first step in moving away from the pride and arrogance of thinking we're always right is to admit our need for God's help in stopping the habit. Even though God says that he tears down the house of the proud, he never shames us for coming to him for remodeling of our characters. He says that he establishes the way of the humble. Even some of Jesus' most faithful followers, like Peter, were often wrong and quickly corrected. God promises to help restore us in tender love and lead us if we're quick to admit our mistakes and willing to respond to his correction. Let's not be like the person the novelist Henry James wrote of, saying, "Every now and then, she found out she was wrong, and then she treated herself to a week of passionate humility. After this, she held her head higher than ever again." I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.
Well, I always love the Reset Devotional here at the middle of our program on Mission Compass. To be an effective missionary, you need to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. And we always appreciate Bonnie bringing God's word to us. And Bonnie, I've asked you to hang around here a bit. You don't leave so quick after just, you know, giving this devotional. But you're sending this around the world, 25 languages. Do you have any feedback, any stories, testimonies of people listening to the program where God has touched their heart?
I do, Tim. You know, one of the amazing things that we've watched God do in the last couple of years is really open doors for us to work in Muslim-majority countries. And in most of these countries, we're not working through traditional radio. We're working with partners that have online radio or even social media, broadcasting through social media. And here's a beautiful story that helps you to understand what it's like for someone in the Muslim world to come to understand who Jesus is and come to Jesus as their savior. So this person's name is Khadija. I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but we'll say it's a man. He says, "I'm from Morocco and I contacted the name of the internet page. He said, I always wanted to see changes in my life and professional training. I'm constantly lacking something. I'm not sure what it is. The team pushed me to adopt a self-study strategy," which he means like research and discover for himself, mm-hmm. "and to rely on no one, because of course, Muslims are told by their religious leaders exactly what to believe. So they encouraged him to dig in for himself. And he said, to see how much God loves me, what matters most is now they assisted me in seeing my genuine worthiness in God's sight."
Wow.
"To see how he completely created me in his image and that he never abandoned me or allowed me to die, but instead sacrificed himself to show his love to me and to save me." He said, "I'd heard about Jesus Christ before, but I couldn't tell if he was the true God, a prophet, or anything else. By the time they explained that Jesus is God, the Savior, and that he has the power to transform my life, I believe in him, accept him in my heart, and have surrendered my life to him. And I have now joined a discipleship group in search of spiritual growth and maturity in my faith. And what we have to understand here is that all of this is taking place underground. Mm-hmm. So it's taking place online, anonymously. And the partner that we work with, who has these websites and social media pages, they, as soon as this person, Khadija, as soon as he would contact them, they would assign him someone to disciple him, someone to befriend him. And one-on-one, this relationship would grow and grow and grow back and forth through messaging until, as you can see, he really has come to an understanding of who Jesus is and has surrendered his life to him and has really placed his life in, you know, great peril in deciding to follow Jesus. So beautiful stories of all the creative ways that we can now share Jesus through media.
And it shows, too, that through all those creative ways, it's the power of the Holy Spirit working through God's word. You know, he didn't need, as you said, he didn't go to an imam, he didn't go to anybody else. It was he interacting, researching from God's word, and God spoke to him directly. What a wonderful story. Any more?
I sure do. I have a story. This is interesting. A lot of times people around the world, you know, they may leave their home country to work in another country, you know, trying to help their family, trying to get some kind of economic foot up in life. And this is from a Nepalese listener who was currently working in United Arab Emirates. And you can imagine that this is a lonely thing to be separated from your family, from your culture. And I love this story because it really shows that all of us, no matter who we are, where we live, we struggle with the same issues. And the word of God meets us in those issues. This person, his name is Jagat. He said, I just wanted to thank you for all these programs. I have not missed a single episode of your program. Every time I listen to a new episode, I feel like it's for me only. All the episodes I have watched, and in this case, our programs were made into videos.
Wow.
All the episodes I have watched, in one of the episodes, you talked about reconciliation, and it made me cry. I had some issues with someone from my family. As a Christian, I forgave that person, but I was not able to talk to him out of hurt. After listening that God really wants to take us a further step ahead of forgiveness and reconcile with the person we have conflict with really got me thinking. I have not gathered the strength to talk to the person yet, but I am on my way. I know God will help me. Thank you so much for this program.
Amen. Friends, if you've got somebody in your life that maybe they're in that situation, they don't speak the local language, you know, you're an English speaker, they've come from somewhere else, they're maybe a refugee, a recent immigrant, chances are Guidelines has their programs in 25 languages. So if they have a majority language, a knowledge of a majority language, probably have content in their heart language, their mother tongue. Send them to guidelines.org to get some of this encouragement and this life-changing content. Bonnie, thank you so much for sharing with us again.
Thank you so much, Tim.
Stories can influence, teach, and inspire us to tell our story of salvation to others. Galcom International presents Stories of the Great Commission.
Kind of a middle-aged woman, married with children and many extended family members. She and her husband were invited to listen to the station because they like music. And of course, she caught the message of the songs that we played. And then out of curiosity, began listening for the teaching programs as well. Within a few months, she and her husband had both decided to make a commitment to Christ. People just began saying, there's something that's different about you, and we want to know why. They began telling people to tune in the radio station, and they began sharing their own story. And within the first year, they had led a large number of people in their extended family to the Lord.
Discover how your story can make a difference for eternity. Learn more at galcom.org, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Galcom International. Make waves.
Well, friend, last week we met with our very good friend, SIM missionary to Egby, Nigeria, Rick Bradford. We spoke about the schools that he and his team have been building and the outreach in the communities. You're going to have to visit galcom.org. Click the Mission Compass icon if you want to hear that program. But we started talking about our partnership with him. We've been providing solar-powered audio Bibles in all different languages, Fulani, Hausa, Tiv, Yoruba, because of this massive movement, migration of people from the north, where there's a lot of civil unrest and it's dangerous, down to where he is in what they call the Middle Belt in Egby. So we have the tools, hundreds, thousands of these little solar-powered audio Bibles. But if you listen to that program last week, you'll hear kind of teasing me about saying a few people coming down. This is a massive movement of people, and there's a great need for more workers. Rick can't meet thousands of people by himself. The mission agency that they're partnering with there sent two missionaries to great success. They started seeing churches being planted, a wonderful work. So Rick was requesting more missionaries, more national workers, Nigerian national workers to come down that know the language, know the culture, and can work alongside him distributing these solar-powered audio Bibles, doing the other work. So we're going to pick up that conversation. I'm just asking Rick, what about the extra workers? What about the need for more people? Are you getting the help you need to reach people with the gospel? And Rick's answer?
This has been a dream come true. You know, God allows us to have dreams, and he allows some of them to come true. They were able to catch the vision of the need, promise that they would send 50 new missionaries.
50?
50 new missionaries to the southwest of Nigeria. Well, when? You know, we're all anxious. When's this going to happen? So I came back to Nigeria, come back to Canada. While I was back last July, they actually sent 50 missionaries to our region, to the southwest region. Now, there's a lot of area in the southwest. So when I came back, I was able to help them establish 18 of them that were in my area. So now I really have taken it on that 18 new missionaries are under sort of my realm to just sort of make sure things are working out. They're going to the areas that they're going. Exciting, exciting. It's just been great. So what we've been able to see the needs of 18 new missionaries is they have no mattress to sleep on. They have nothing. They have no pots and pans. They live in grass huts, a lot of them, some of them in mud huts and some in a rented unit. But they just come with what bare minimal they had. As the Bible says, come with your bag, right? Yeah. You know, and they just came and a few things. So what's the need? A need was transportation. How do you get out? How do you get into the bush? How do you get back from the bush? So motorcycles. So that became a project in a sense to get a motorcycle to a missionary. We were able to get 12 new motorcycles. So 12 missionaries were able to get motorcycles to get in and out. The most critical we could see at the point. But yet we still need more motorcycles and more missionaries to get back and forth. Without a motorcycle, it's so hard to move around. It's so hard to go out there. If a family's sick in the bush, how do they get back to medical treatment?
Yeah.
We wait for someone to come. There's no taxi. Sorry, there's no vehicles. It's in the bush. And so maybe you beg someone to help you. You beg a Muslim to help a Christian go to the hospital. You know, those are some of the things. But that's relationships help bridge those issues. Sure. So motorcycles is a need. And that's what we're looking at. Tim, I can't tell you. What's happened is 12 new churches have started already.
In 6 months.
In 6 months. 12 new churches. It's incredible. God is just moving. And what also we have clusters of believers without a missionary. That are coming.
Okay.
So we have these clusters. We're going out there. We're meeting people. Yes, I know Jesus. Yes, I used to be a part of, but you know, our family moved here and this is where we are in the bush, but there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, there's no teacher, no pastor, no
teacher, no pastor, no church. We're in the bush. So we're looking for more missionaries.
Wow.
Also for these others. Matter of fact, it said in the Southwest, we need 24 more missionaries, nationals.
On top of the 50.
On top of the 50.
Wow, I was excited about 50. So that's how many, like you said right off the top when we started talking, there is a massive movement of people from the north, Hausa, Fulani. And so this is great that God is answering this call from Nigerian nationals that know the language. You're hooking up with them. And now here we are in North America. We can do our part now. You mentioned motorcycles. What other needs, before we start giving out the website information and saying people, hey, can you come alongside and support? What are the other needs besides motorcycles? He said mattresses. Do these guys just need like monthly support?
Well, yes, that's another thing. They live on less than $20 a month. That supports the education of the children, the food that they
eat
every day.
These are family men.
These are family men, married men. And so this does not sustain them. This is not sustainable. But they're told to go out. God will take care of you. And it's just incredible that for so little, they're trying to survive. And it's not easy. I tell you, it's not easy. Many do without. Many are hungry because God is certainly trying to help through us. We buy a bag of rice and we distribute a bag of rice to some of these missionaries that don't have enough to eat. We're able to get some clothing if we can. And we're trying to, and at the medical, now if someone's sick, That really becomes a problem. I just got a request this morning. A fella's wife has it, the baby's backwards, whatever you call that, and they need a C-section.
Breech or something.
Breech or something. Yeah. And then the hospital, the Mission Hospital says, your baby needs to be C-section because we can't remove the baby out of normal. And so he says, so it's 250,000 naira is the cost of the medical procedure. Remember, he gets 20,000 a month is his salary. There's no other money. So what is he going to do? How can he have this baby next on January 10th? This January 10th is when they're supposed to go to the hospital and do the C-section. And he's saying to me, what can you do, Rick? Because we have no money.
Yeah.
And so these are the real issues. I mean, 250,000 naira is $250, folks. That's what it costs for them to have their baby born. And so that's one. I'll just give you a real life this morning. This was this morning. So there are things, schooling for kids, missionary kids, sometimes don't go to school because there's no school close to them. If they go to school, they have to go way to the north to the mission school, which is more than 12 hours away. But we're looking at other ways in which to get missionary children to school. Ben Schroeder, I think you talked about Ben Schroeder.
We had him on the program about a month or so ago.
Ben has started a missionary school for missionary kids. These missionaries, we're talking about Southwest. Ben's in the Southwest also with me. And so he started a school that will actually help
all these missionary families.
We were able to sponsor 8 families with the funding we were given to help these 8 families send the children to Ben's school so that he can teach the missionary kids in a Christian environment. And so that's how we're connected too. So
when Ben was here, friends, we gave you a challenge to get involved. He had needs for tradesmen and other workers, people in media to come alongside the work there. This time, this is like the old-fashioned missionaries come to your church. Hey, we need to take up an offering. There's 50 workers that need daily needs met. Schooling for their kids, food, clothing for their backs, and as you said, this emergency medical need. If you want to help, and 12 new churches planted, and I remember maybe the first time that we had you on the program when you first went to Nigeria, you said, to be Fulani is to be Muslim. This is part of their identity. So this is a massive thing for these people to be coming to faith in Jesus Christ. And this is transformative, the peer pressure, the persecution from family, from their community to say no to Islam and to come to Christ. This is incredible stuff. So this is something we want to get involved in. And we have a part here at Galcom. We help to supply little audio Bibles in, half a dozen different languages you ask us for all the time.
A dozen now.
A dozen languages? Okay. I always feel silly when we talk about, hey, Nigeria has so many hundreds of languages. Well, it really, I always lowball it because I don't want to sound like I'm silly going, yeah, there's 600 languages in Nigeria, but it is something like that. So
it's 534.
Okay. Anyways, we want to come alongside and help as much as we can. God has provided for us to provide the audio Bibles, do our part there. But friends, if you want to come alongside and help these Nigerian evangelists from the EMS mission, $20 supports them. That's what they need for a month to live on. We can help a whole group of these guys out. Go to simincanada.ca or in the US or anywhere else in the world, sim.org. If you just click the donate button, it's pretty simple. So if you're outside of Canada, sim.org, click donate. And when you get the choice, it'll say select designation. Here's the key. Fulani Outreach Center. There's a number of different options there. Fulani Outreach Center. And in Canada, it's even simpler. You go sim.ca, hit donate, and you just type Fulani, and it's right there. Fulani Outreach Center. All of those gifts, Rick, you guys are administering that and giving it to the workers.
Yes.
And that could go towards motorcycles.
Yes.
The daily giving, these emergency needs. How much for a motorcycle? Just so we have some context.
It's $1,000 American.
Okay.
So that's about 11, almost 1,200 Canadian.
1,300 Canadian, 1,400 Canadian. But we can meet these needs. And just to see 50 missionaries being so effective in 6 months, 12 churches planted amongst people with Muslim background, 24 more missionaries needed, massive migration of people into your area to reach them. We didn't even talk about the cost for schools. Will they give to the Fulani Outreach Center? Will it go towards?
It goes towards helping with the school too.
And the teachers' salaries?
The teachers' salaries, yes.
All right.
Yes.
So this is the key, friends. If you are driving, you can't write this down. SIM.ca, SIM.org. And then when you hit the donate, you want to find Fulani Outreach Center. The little paragraph there about the work in Nigeria and all that. I'm overwhelmed, Rick. I always love when you come in and just to see what God is doing, answering these prayers. And as you said, it's about Him, giving Him the glory. God is moving in Nigeria.
Amen, Tim. Amen. He certainly is moving in Nigeria. Incredible. I'm the same. I pinch myself.
Friends, join alongside with Rick, Martha, and the team there. God bless you, Rick. Always great to have you in.
Amen.
Well, friend, we're at the end of our program today. and you've been listening to Galcom's Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. There are many ways to partner with us. To find out more, visit our website at galcom.org. That's Galcom, spelled GALCOM.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. I'm Ron Harris. Thanks for joining us today on Mission Compass, a radio ministry of Galcom International.
If you enjoyed this podcast, we upload a new episode every Monday. You can also find us on the radio or other streaming platforms. We have a list on our website. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and share our podcast. Please rate this episode and leave a review. We would love to hear back from you. And we also want to know where you're listening from. So click Mission Compass on our website, tell us, and we'll send you Galcom's devotional, 30 Days of Faith.